Hey, it's Ryan from Sonic 1029. I chatted with Sherry, she's the public relations manager for West Edmonton Mall today, about the return of one of their beloved landmarks, the giant brass whale. Why'd this whale go away in the first place?
The whale was in storage here at West Edmonton Mall for almost 5 years. It kind of just didn't fit where it was anymore with some new tenants that were opening and the traffic that we were seeing. Just needed a little bit more space for people. Just thought that the whale was going to get lost in all of that.
And then how did the decision come to bring it back? Was it public outcry or was it just, what was that decision?
Well, it was always the intention to bring the whale back. It just was a question of where to put him because, again, he needs some space. He needs to kind of be a showcase. He's an attraction in his own right. So it was just finding the right space for him.
Does the whale have a name?
The whale does not have a name.
I also heard there's this urban legend amongst young people that, sometimes that love has been made in the whale. Is this anything you can comment on?
No, but you know what? I did hear a pretty cool story the other day when I was at the whale and a woman came up and she was excited to see it because she said she did have her first kiss in the whale.
The Whale High Club.
Not going there.
We don't want to promote that. Oh, and where is the whale for anyone who hasn't found it yet?
The whale is now, it's on level one still, but it's in phase one. So it's near Sears, Desairs, Reitmans, that area. So it's a perfect spot for it because, again, there's lots of space there. There'll be some soft seating in the area. So people really are going to be able to go and spend some time around it.
Thank you very much for the time. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you wanting to talk about the whale. It is an exciting time.